Hello, welcome back to the Playlist Club, the music podcast with your weekly playlist of fan favorites and new artists. This is Nancy along with
My Kang,
Sandy,
and Brianna.
So guess who we'll be diving deep underwater and talking about today? The Kings of English Albums, Monster X. You know, honestly, no bias there at all. For today's episode, we'll be discussing the creation of Monster X through music, and of course, taking a quiz, because we're competitive, and then just sharing about upcoming exciting events that they have. But before we get into today's episode, let's
start that playlist.
Once again, hello, and sorry about the cringy insider song title in the intro there. Like I mentioned earlier, we'll be doing a deep dive about Monster X. So to put you girls on the spot, what are some things that you feel like you know about Monster X, besides good-looking men?
Joo-hun 100.
I know Joo-hun's rap tag, you know?
Like last week.
I am who I am. but that's about it. Like they're definitely, they're like a more veteran group, would you girls say about this point? They're like a veteran group that has been around for a bit. So they do have like an established
fan base.
But I enjoy their music. They're definitely different from your usual. I feel they're more like Gen 2 than Gen 3.
I feel like they're a mix. I feel like they're the in between.
Yeah. But that's
I would say they're Gen 3 already, because this is 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just realized they're at the 7-year mark.
Yeah.
7 years. Oh my gosh. But who knows? But I'm not going to lie, I know nothing about Monster X besides about their pre-debut with the TV show No Mercy. The one that, I don't even remember what their company name is.
Starship.
Right? Okay. Starship. And then, I don't know. I really liked them during the pre-debut with the show. But then once they actually like debuted it, I was like, oh.
Was it like your style, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
they were definitely different when they came out.
Yeah. But through the show, though, I know that they're really good artists. But the music that they actually put out just isn't for me. But I was fair. Still always like Ki-hyun.
So would you girls say that you are fans of Monster X at all?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a Monbebe, because that's what their fandom is called, but I do listen to some of their songs. So I wouldn't say I don't know where I'd put myself.
I think I would consider myself a casual listener.
Yeah.
I think their fandom name is very cute. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind calling myself Monbebe. Like, it's cute, but like, would I consider myself a Monbebe? Probably not. Like, there's a few songs that I really like, but I feel like I don't necessarily, like, I like them, but I don't keep up with their music all the time.
Lucky how with other groups.
But yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that I'm a casual listener as well. I'm not the hugest fan. Okay, like, to be honest, I would say I've only recently started listening to their stuff just because of what they've been releasing. Sandy mentioned earlier their fandom name is Monbebe. Monster X is a 6-member group consisting of Seonyu, Minhyuk, Ki-hyun, Hyungwon, Joo-honey, and IM under the entertainment Starship. And they were actually created through Starship's survival show. You guys know how much I love those. Called No Mercy. And they made their official debut on May 14th, 2015. So about like the 7-year mark this year, with the song Trespass. Any of you girls familiar with the show? I know my king brought it up earlier.
I know I didn't, but my niece did, and she wasn't happy about the lineup. So, yeah, that's all I can say. And I remember her talking about, like, how disrespectful some of the judges were. So that's all I remember, but I didn't personally watch it.
I know this was during college because I remember showing Nancy. And Nancy and we were kind of disappointed in how we felt like one of the... What do you call them? One of the contestants was pretty much just thrown away. I don't want to say thrown away, but like he was so good, but then like they're like, oh no, you didn't perform well, blah blah blah, and then he got voted out, and we're just like, huh?
Wait, is this the show where you showed me that the singing guy, how he wasn't good at singing? Yeah. Okay, I saw that.
yeah
like so I did watch it. I don't think I watched it when it was airing, but when I came home for the summer, I don't know when it actually aired, but I feel like at home we watched it because I remember watching it with a few of my sisters. There was a contestant that we all really liked. His name on the show was yes. Shotgun. So he was a rapper, right?
Oh, Shotgun.
He's a rapper, and then it was controversial because they eliminated him, but then they brought back a rapper, which is now I Am.
Yep.
Which at the time I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? How dare they cut Shotgun and like add another rapper? But I think like having hindsight's 2020. Huh? it's one of their English songs. One but, day. Sorry. But, like, hindsight now, I think I Am is a better match with them as a group than I would say Shotgun is. And, you know, like, I think we said this before, but these survival group shows to form groups is always controversial. There's always going to be something you don't like. But, like, I always feel like overall the entertainment, they already kind of know who they want.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I feel like they manipulate the results to get who they want, because like, but yeah, so
scripted,
yeah, essentially. But or like they say things or they show certain members so that people will
evil editing, you know?
Evil MNET's evil editing.
But you know, like I still like even now I still feel like it was unfair that they brought him towards the end. Like, why didn't they have him already in there since the beginning? Why did they bring him towards the end? I'm just like, really? I mean, like, it's already been done. But it's already been done. But in my mind, I'm still like, sheesh.
People dirty, you know?
How could you guys do that? But then there are a lot of people from the show that have debuted into different groups now, too. So
I'm not sure what Shotgun is doing now, but he is Song Mino's cousin. And he did end up on Show Me the Money, so I mean,
he already had his solo debut and stuff.
But I think I watched it around the same time it was airing, because I think I was talking to one of my sisters. We were watching it together, and honestly, the show was very hard. I think just a lot of high expectations, but like Brianna said, I think the group that was formed did match each other well. But for those who don't know or didn't watch the show, No Mercy was Starship survival program where they had 13 of their trainees go through a bunch or a series of challenges and elimination rounds. And some of the elimination rounds were individual performances, pair duets, and then for the pair duets, basically it's two people singing the same song, but at the end of the song the judges pick who did better. And then there's group challenges, such as there was like a like you sing a song together, or like performing, singing, dancing, live performances. It was pretty rigorous. It was hard. It was a hard show. They were ranked on those challenges every week. And so each contestant actually had like a badge, like 1 through 13. And based on those challenges, you get ranked and you have to switch your ranking every single week. And they were even like known as their names or anything. It was like number 13, number 1, number 2.
Cutthroat. Oh,
yeah, it was pretty cutthroat. It was pretty hard.
That's and like dehumanizing. Yeah, like...
I know, I was like, dude, this is like
Hunger Games right there.
Like a Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so whichever ranking number you had, that was what you referred to. And then whoever had the lowest ranking that week was eliminated for that round. Hence the name of the show, No Mercy. Because legit, they like show no mercy. Yeah, I remember watching an episode. It was the song, it was the guy, the contestant that Mikey and I, we thought was really good at singing. Hmm. And they're, this is why I don't like this person either. But there was a judge, MC, you know. He was like, MC. He said that, you're not handsome, you're ugly. So you don't fit this group. I was like,
Mad Clown. Okay, I remember.
Mad Clown?
Yeah.
Remember Vivian saying he was...
I don't remember that.
That's why I felt like he was very disrespectful. That's just like, keep it to yourself.
Okay, let's be honest. A lot of shows, you have to be good-looking to even make it into this.
You have to be good-looking to some extent to be in K-pop.
Yeah.
Like, as sad as that sounds, that's a...
requirement.
But yeah, going back to the judges, some of the judges were actually people from the entertainment. There's Hyolyn and Soyu. And then there's K-Will. And then guest artists such as Mad Clown, Jungkook, Wheesung, Geary Boy, Sunny, Junyoung, Genius, Nochang, Rhymer. It was a hard show. Like, I would have cried if I was a contestant.
I forgot how bad it was. Like, compared, I mean, they're successful now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're by terms of K-pop and like, their success and popularity, I would say they're like a A-list, high B-list, like
type high profile group.
High profile group, you know, but like, I forgot how bad that show was.
They deserve to be high profile. But going back to IM, there was controversial conflict issues on the show just because IM was added to the competition. And it wasn't even like halfway through.
Towards the end.
It was like, towards
at the end.
I don't want to say excuse, but the reason why he was added was because they didn't have enough rappers.
That was the
but
excuse.
It's like, y'all just eliminated the rapper.
Exactly.
Like, that makes zero sense. So
that's funny.
Again, I'm not that entertainment. I'm not the show, so
that's just like 2 cents.
Yeah. Like I said, if it was my competition, I would have cried.
I would have left the first week. Damn.
just give me number 13. I take number 13. Yeah, I honestly don't like how the ranking was. It's just not my style. After all that hardship and starship.
No mercy. Are we rapping now?
Yeah. Huh? I can't throw bars. I got no bars. But yeah, moving on. I do have the official list of the members after surviving that very challenging, difficult show. And their roles. So we have Hyungwoo, aka Seonu. I can't pronounce his last name. At the moment, he's currently serving his military term. I know. But he is the leader, main dancer, and lead vocalist. I'm not surprised that he was... I knew for sure that he was going to make it in. Like, you already know. But just some fun facts about him. He said that his best feature are his arms.
100% agree.
No, okay.
And then he said he doesn't know Aegyo, which I'm like, okay, I'm cool with that because
he's cute already. He's already cute. Cute face. He's a baby cute. Face.
Maybe that's and why he doesn't actually, like doing Aegyo.
Yeah. And he was actually supposed to be a member of GOT7.
Yes, so. I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then next we have Lee Minhuk, aka Minhuk. He is the sub vocalist and visual. Fun fact about him, he can't swim and he hates cucumbers, my king.
Okay. I mean, I didn't say I hate it, but
you dislike
I prefer
it.
Not eating.
Not too. Yeah. And then up next we have Kihong, aka Kihong. He is the main vocalist. Surprise, surprise. The member said that he is the most responsible member, and he plays piano and guitar. I did not know that about him.
Yeah, he just made his solo debut.
Yep. Yep. I was watching his stuff on Baby Kylo. I've been watching. And then up next we have Hyungwon. He is the lead dancer, sub vocalist, sub rapper, visual, and center.
So
basically everything, I guess. Apparently, I don't know, I've never seen him before, but he has a little mole in the middle of his bottom lip. I did not know that. Like, how do people
zoom
know?
Zoom in, zoom out.
Zoom in, right?
Zoom out, y'all. That's what we gotta do now.
I get you.
I see you looking my P.I.C.
Oh my god.
Right. And then amongst the member, he was voted the sexiest member.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
He also has that Starbucks.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Is that right?
I've seen that.
No.
He's going to say something. He's like.
No. I've never seen that.
And then next we have Juhan, a.k.a. Juhane,
a.k.a. Junie1.
Oh my gosh, I said her.
Juhane1.
And then he is the main rapper and sub vocalist. He was originally part of a unit group under Starship called New Boys. And there were other people part of it as well. It was when he was still training. And then apparently he doesn't wear cologne. He wears a personally mixed fragrant baby powder.
What?
I think it's a baby powder, but it's a mixed, what do you call that? Fragrant? A customized fragrant baby powder.
Okay. But my question is, how deep did you dig to get this fun
facts? Go to Google and fun facts.
I was like, what? How do you know this?
If it's because I live next door to them. if it's true, that's pretty cool. I don't think I'll get a customized baby powder just because I feel like it leaves like the white powder look.
I don't know. I feel like I know too much about them. No, I didn't need to know.
Too but personal. Why do people know this?
I've got no clue. I don't even know about the mole on the lip. So I'll have to zoom in next time. All right. Next one we have IM. He is the lead rapper, sub-vocalist, and the maknae. Fun fact, his father is a scientist.
Oh.
Did not know that. And that he loves to travel.
Mm.
Lastly, we do have the former member. His name is Lee Ho-suk, a.k.a. Wonho. For those who don't know, he is a former member, and there was stuff that just went down, and then it was just an agreement for him to best leave the group. So
yep, but he has a pretty decent solo career now too.
Yeah, so. He does. But then apparently he's still under Starship. It's yep. like a sub-group?
Sub-label.
I don't know, I just know.
Sub-label?
He's yeah. still under the Starship yeah. umbrella.
Like when you want to leave, can't leave. Is there a specific member that stands out to you? Or like if you have a bias, or if you want baby
problems. All I need to say is that Bree and I always like the same members and groups. So stay away, Bree. Stop following me. Stop copying me.
We just have the yeah. same type. Because your favorite is Seonnyu, I'm assuming.
Juhan.
Is it Juhan, right? They're both like, I think I like Seonnyu a bit more just because he's very handsome and his arms are pretty nice.
Oh, gosh.
And there's one dance
and
that
he's tall.
I just... He's tall, handsome, like, he's probably the most muscular K-pop man I like. Yeah, him. Yeah. But yeah. But he's just very good looking, and he can sing well, and he's tan, too. Which I, like, you don't really see that in K-pop. Nate's well, just looking at me like, how do you know all this stuff? But, no,
I really knew about his baby powder.
That stuff is a little too much.
I thought the baby powder was like. Funny. Not Seonnyu.
Yeah, oh, you guys talking
yeah.
Seonnyu?
I like Seonnyu. But Juhan is pretty cute too. I like his when he smiles. Like when you know when got like
I smile.
Yeah, it's just so cute. But yeah, we do have same K-pop biases, but not yeah. in this group, I guess.
Not in this group. Because I like Johnny. But then I always like dancers, and the dancers with a lot of energy. Like, they're just very happy. Happy virus. But that's probably because I'm the total opposite of that. So, yeah. That's probably why.
I thought the dancer was Seonnyu.
It is, but Juhani, I think I like Juhani's dances more.
Oh.
Yeah, he gives me more of a J-Hope vibe. Than Seonnyu does.
Seonnyu did train with GOT7, and GOT7 does have a style mm-hmm. to dancing and stuff too, so strong dancers. I mean, I think overall, I think Monster X, they're pretty solid on dancing.
Well, I already said my bias is Ki-hyung.
Ki-hyung, are you for sure?
Yes.
Locking it in?
Yes.
Obviously, my bias, or the person that I like the most too, is Ki-hyung. But I was telling my sister the other day, I think IM might be the wrecker, but we'll have to see.
Oh, I
that's
am?
Interesting.
I am what I am.
Yeah. He could sing. I think yeah. he could sing.
I feel like all of them yeah. can.
Except for, I may sound mean, but like, I don't really like him. What's his name?
Hyungwon?
I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to him.
Like if he had a solo album.
Yeah. Mm. But that's just my preference.
So now let's move on to their music. Let's talk about their music. Combining all their Korean albums, Japanese albums, mini albums, and English albums. They have over 10 albums out. You could actually see the whole discography on Spotify. Their choreos are amazing. And I would say one of the biggest thing is that their sound has changed since debuting. Because like right when they debuted with Trespass and all that, I would say that their style kind of reminds me of more hard and aggressive, kind of like BAPs. It's more aggressive, it's more hip-hop, combination of EDM and pop. And looking at now, they've been releasing a lot of English albums, and they just released a recent Korean album. I think we mentioned this before in some of our episodes, but like their sounding is a lot more mature now.
They're still very pop. It's just, like you said, they do have a more mature sound, but not just that. I think the audience-wise are a lot more on the mature side, at least from what I've seen. I honestly haven't seen anybody super young talk about Monster X. Like even on my For You page on TikTok, every time like a fan comes on, it's somebody that's like 18 19 or in their 20s, yeah, that talks about Monster X. So I've never seen anybody younger than that, and that's probably just because I probably just haven't come across. But yeah, I don't see like a much younger audience talk about Monster X.
Yeah, I think it's because like they debuted in 2015 too. Yeah. Their fan base probably has grown with them too. So I think it makes sense that the music has matured a bit more, because like some of their old music is pretty good. Like I really liked Beautiful. That one's a really good song. But then I liked their suit. Okay, I said this before. Suit and tie concepts for like boy groups. It just hits different. So like I think it makes sense that their music has been maturing with them, and that also goes along with their audience or their fans too, which doesn't mean that they don't have younger fans, but it makes sense where a good chunk of their fans who have grown with their music is older. So but yeah, their English albums are like pretty solid. I like it a lot better than some of the K-pop groups that have been releasing English songs, but it just feels more like American pop that I would hear than like a K-pop version of an English pop song.
Confession time. I recently started to listen to them because of their English albums. This is just my opinion, okay? But like out of all the K-pop groups that I've seen releasing English songs in the US, Monster X is like, I feel like they're the kings of English songs. Or like English album, because you just see all their English album. I think they have two at the moment, and they have a pretty good amount of features. There was one that features Pitbull. Like Pitbull is good. Okay, I like his stuff.
There was one with
Pitbull. There's a song with Pitbull. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then how their English song sounds, it fits the American music scene.
I mean, like you hear it in the radio, you don't realize that. You don't even know it's them. Because when they're... What is that album called? The first one.
Who Do You Love?
Yeah, I didn't know that was them until I actually looked it up. I was like, what? This is Monster X?
Yeah.
So it's definitely... I feel like their English song, how it's formed and how it sounds more like American pop music than I would say a K-pop group releasing in English. Which isn't to say those songs are bad. But like it just fits in a bit better.
Yeah. And they have their song You Problems. When I was listening on the radio, I was like, oh, is Jonas Brothers releasing another song? And I was like, what? Monster X.
It sounds like a Jonas Brothers song.
Nick Jonas. Yeah. That's just the Nick Jonas vibes.
Yeah, I have an album, their English album. The fact that I went out of my way to go find the English album to purchase it means it was good. Because I don't buy albums unless I absolutely love like more than half the songs on the album. Because I know a lot of fans, you buy it to support them even if you might not like a lot of the songs. But I have to like more than half of it to even want to purchase it, because it's my adult money that I'm spending on it.
It's your hard work.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's got to be worth my money.
Yeah, makes sense.
I have nothing to say.
That's okay, too.
I don't follow up. I'm sorry. I don't really go out of my way to go listen to the B-sides. If I don't vibe with the title track, then yeah.
A lot of the B-sides are good.
I know. That's what I hear for, like, all the groups, you know.
Like, it's not, I should go listen to the B-sides, but at the same time, it's just like, I already don't have the interest to do it, so I'm not bothered to go
listen. I mean, that's what a title track is supposed to be like, though, you know, like, it's supposed to be kind of like a representation of what the album is like. That might not always be the case, but I feel like that's typically how it is. Or it'd be the most...
Or like, what kind of vibe is going on?
All right, I hope that you all been paying attention to some of the conversations we've been having. You two host this.
That's you.
Well, I'm the host. You two team. Because there were some clues that I did. I just hope that you guys were paying attention because it's quiz time and you know how hard my quizzes are as well. You all ready for the quiz?
Yes.
All right. So this one's fairly easy. If you pay attention, you paid attention, okay? What's Monster X's fandom called?
Are we writing this down?
Oh, are we writing it down? Wait,
the short answer? You're not giving us multiple choice?
Oh, yeah.
Am I supposed to shout out? Shout out?
I told you it was hard. You just have to write it down. No. Okay, so A is Mon Honey. B, Mon Baby. Mon Babies. C, Mon Monsters.
Ew.
Or D, my money. Do you guys need me to repeat?
Okay, no. Good.
This one might be a little hard. Number two, which Monster X member used to live in Israel? Is it A, I am? B, Ju Honey.
I don't know this one.
C, Minhuk. Or D, Shonu.
I know this one.
That's interesting. I wonder if they know the language.
Wait, can you repeat?
Yep. Is it A? So who lived in Israel? Is it A, I am? B, Ju Honey. C, Minhuk. Or D, Shonu. Okay, number three. I mentioned earlier that Ju Honey was a member of New Boys. Which other Monster X member was also part of this unit? I didn't see the other one, so this one would just... You just have to guess. Is it A, Shopgun? B, Shonu. C, Hyungwon. Or D, Kihon? Number four. This one, if you know, you know. Monster X made a cameo in which cartoon show?
I know this one.
Is it A, Family Guy? B, Simpsons?
Oh, that'd be cool.
C, Bob's Burger? Or D, Wee Bear Bears? So which show did they make a cameo on? Family Guy, The Simpsons, Bob's Burger, or Wee Bear Bears?
Oh my god, I'm gonna fail this.
It's interesting how many K-pop groups actually made it on TV shows.
Each one of those, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Go
ahead.
Because Hyuna...
Wasn't Psy on
Psy, Sister...
Or they would mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was South Park, but...
I was gonna put South Park on my... Nobody knew
that. Different demographic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have picked South Park.
Okay, number five. What is their most streamed song on Spotify?
Oh my god.
Is it A, Love Killa, B, Someone, C, Hero, or D, Middle of the Night?
Is this like most streamed on Spotify right now?
On Spotify.
Is this like number one on Spotify? Like, if I go into Spotify, it's their number one.
No, it's not in order. I was going to do that, but I'm like, wait, this
most one, streamed?
Most streamed song on Spotify.
I feel like we always get this wrong.
Is it Love Killa, Someone, Hero, or Middle of the Night?
I'm going to go with my favorite song.
It's between two.
I don't think it's that song, but...
I was going to put One Day, but I'm like, it's going to be too easy.
No, actually, did you say Someone?
Yep.
Which?
B.
I'm going to go with that.
Number six. How many English albums do they have? Do they have A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4?
I think it's...
Paid attention. I remember you saying this.
1, that's 2, A. 3, or 4?
It's D.
Number 7. What is Monster X's latest album called?
Oh, shit.
It just came out,
it's Monster X!
It just came out!
Is it A, Breathe, B, Wildfire, C, Shape of Love, or D, X's and O's?
Shoot!
You have other people's?
Okay, no, these are the list I just gave. Besides one was legit. Like, these are actually legit songs.
Or
no.
Those their albums.
Two are legit songs by Monster X. One is just one I made up. One is the actual album name.
Can you say them again?
Yep. A is Breathe. B is Wildfire. C is Shape of Love.
I I think it's that one.
D is X's and O's.
Y'all, I kind of cheated. Okay.
It's right in front of me.
Okay, hey, you're using your resources. Okay, last question. Which Monster X member is Nancy's bias? Oh, is it A, Minhook? B, Hyeonwon? C, Seonu? D, Kiha?
Is this like right now? Or yeah. Is this okay.
Right now.
This isn't like I changed and I like this. No. Okay.
Is it Minhook, Hyeonwon, Seonu, or Kiha?
I feel like I have too many B's.
I made sure I kind of evened it out.
Okay. I have no A's or I have no. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Y'all ready for the answers?
Yes.
Number one, yeah. Monster X's fandom. B, Mom Bebe.
Woo.
Number that. Two, yep. Who lived in Israel? It was I Am.
Oh, wow.
Because his dad was a scientist. ABCD.
Yes, I knew it.
Okay, number three, who was part of New Boys? It was B, Seonu.
Oh.
Ooh, I guessed that one.
Seonu, Wonho, and Juhani.
Okay.
Number four, which cartoon show? It was D, We Bear Bears.
Oh, I got that. Yay! One. Yeah. You guys,
I literally guessed.
You girls, if you haven't seen it, it's so cute. It's cute. It is so cute. Think, it's on YouTube.
I think I saw it once, but I was like, that's why I was like, I think it's got to be We Bear Bear because I was like, Family Guy was either Sistar or like Hyuna. It was one of those.
Both of them.
And oh, okay. So I was like, okay, it can't be that. Okay.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, it's so cute. Because I think the show, the creators are Korean too, or at least the producers.
Yeah.
So it's super
connection.
Cute.
It's the one that were like, oh, 안녕하세요. And then it's like,
yeah.
Is it that? Okay, I think I've seen it. Okay.
Okay, number five. Most streamed song Spotify is Sea Hero.
Oh.
I got yes!
I was wrong. Wait, hold on. Let me.
One Day actually does not.
Like, I'm pretty sure that one was so popular.
I can be your hero. Is it that one? No, that's just.
Isn't that helicopter pad one?
Helicopter.
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 There's a student at school that said, helicopter. "Hey, listen, there's a helicopter."
That's cute.
That always stuck in my head now. Helicopter. There's so much for wanting to be an English teacher overseas. Anyways,
gotta start somewhere.
How many English albums do they have? Is B2. Okay. It's they have All About Love and The Dreaming. And what is Monster X's latest album called? C, Shape of Love. Yes,
I guessed.
Yes. Okay.
All right. And then number eight. Who's my bias? D, Kikyeon.
Okay. Hey! Actually did okay.
Yeah. One wrong. I will take
that. I only have one wrong.
Yeah, let's see.
Woo. At three wrong.
One out of seven.
Oh, yeah. You got a
minus baby. The cheating one.
Yeah. Yes, Sandy, me and you.
Woo. All I'm right. Not even a Mon Bebe.
All right.
I so got for, this.
For you listeners, let us know in the comment below what you did if you took the quiz.
What score you got.
What score you got. See if you got above 87%.
See if you beat us hosts.
Hostess. Just kidding. So that brings us to the end of our quiz section. Overall, what would you say your thoughts on Monster X are? Like, would you, like, personally? Your thoughts, like, overall. Like, for me, I'm glad I gave them a chance to listen, even though it's the albums or in the English albums, just because like they're actually pretty good.
I mean, I guess overall, like I think I would still say I'm a casual listener, but I do like the concept and where they're heading with their music now.
Yeah.
So like if they ever had a show in the city I live in right now, I would totally go. Like I'd be down to go watch them if they come, but. I would say I wouldn't be an album buyer, but I would definitely add my favorite songs from Monster X to my, like, car playlist that I'm listening to. And, like, the cell phone dance, Seonu, like, yes.
So you just watch Seonu?
No, like, I like the group and the music. It's just Seonu just holds a special place in my heart, you know? That's just how it is.
Hold up, not that I think about it. Since he's in the military, was he in the comeback?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
I saw a clip that went around that Seonu attended the concert. Yeah, and he was sitting in the crowd cheering.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
I saw a clip, like, he was, like, tearing up. It looked like he was tearing up, and I was like,
oh, I bet he wishes biggest he's supporter.
Probably wanted to be there, too.
Yeah. What if he actually was part of the concert? That would have been so cool.
No, because that's illegal. Yeah. They can't do...
Because he can't.
Yeah, because he's in his service.
They can't do that. It's illegal.
So he can go visit, he can go to the concerts and, like, the events, but he just can't partake in it.
Can't perform.
Can be a special guest.
He'll probably get in trouble.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I can say, overall, I think they're a solid group. I would definitely attend their concert if it was closer to where I live. Yeah, I'm not about to be traveling that far to go see them. Maybe in the future, who knows? But if they were closer, I'd go to their concert. And I will only buy albums if I like it. So I haven't listened to the rest of their new album yet. So I'll have to take a listen to it after recording.
Still no thoughts, my king. It's okay. I mean, it's your opinion.
I don't think I've actually even... I've heard some B-sides, but not really at the same time. But if I was to just look at the title tracks... There's only one song for sure that I like. And then maybe the new one. Because it does give me like the OG vibe of our 90s, early 20s, childhood days.
So the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I like how it's coming back. And then if you go listen to the new song called Love. I mean, that's the English name of the title track, Love. Mm-hmm. You could already hear right from the beginning, like the whiny sound. I don't know what it's called. You know, in that hip hop scene, if you go listen to it, you would know. Not just from like the old or like the old K-pop, but even in the Western music, they used to use that kind of sound in hip hop. So
I would totally go to their concert. But yeah, talking about concert, they are actually gonna be touring the US starting on May 21st for their 2022 No Limit US tour. Their first stop is actually gonna be at the Radio City Music Hall in New York, and then it's gonna end on June 11th at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California. And I'll actually be attending their US tour at the Gas South Arena in Georgia.
Wow.
So when Sandy said that she wouldn't travel, I'm like, who? I'm actually traveling for their concert. So why can't you go, Brie?
There's an event I can't miss for work. And I thought it was the week after. I legit thought.
No, gosh.
I thought the concert was the week after this important event at work. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like so excited to go. And then we were starting to buy tickets. I'm like, wait. They're like, I was like, wait, do I have my dates wrong? They're like, bro, it's the concert the June 1st weekend or the June 3rd, June 4th weekend. I'm like, no, it's not. And then I'm like, oh my God, I can't go.
You can't go?
To Monster X.
It's so sad, but it's okay. I'll be living through vicariously through Nancy's stories, which you're probably going to post, right? Yeah, Shona's not, but Juhan's there. Juhan is there, but it's okay. I'll just live through your Snapchat stories that you're going to post up, right?
Yeah. So since I'm going, I'll be doing like a social media takeover that weekend. So be sure to tune into that. I'll mostly be posting it on Instagram, and then I'll do like the whole Facebook thing too. So if you're Instagram and or Facebook user, it'll be posted on there. And lastly, if you're going to be attending the same concert as me, the one in Georgia, let us know in the comments or like DM us. We have stickers that I could give you. Just come say hi. If you know me, come say hi. But yeah, that takes us to the end of our episode. A wrap on our deep dive for Monster X. We hope that you enjoyed the deep dive about Monster X and the random facts, and hopefully you guys learned a little bit about them. If we miss anything fun about them, or if there's something that we should know about them, please share with us. Don't be shy and share. And also, if there's a group that you think that we should do a deep dive on, especially with the new groups that are coming to the K-pop scene, like, do let us know. So for today's episode song recommendation, originally I wanted to do One Day just because it's such a good song, but I decided not to. And it's okay if you're a little jealousy. Just kidding. I'll stop with the cringe stuff. But yeah, be sure to check out Monster X's Jealousy. I honestly thought they looked amazing. And I would say the reason why I chose this song is just because I think it's very catchy. and the choreo was actually really good, and they were pretty dressed up nice, suit and tie, tux, all that. So yeah, what do you girls think about the song Jealousy?
Can I be honest here? I haven't heard the song.
Oh really? Oh,
it's good. It's catchy.
Me neither.
I told y'all I'm like really late into Monster X's careers.
Yeah, makes sense.
So yeah, I haven't listened to anything like that hasn't been released in the last couple years, maybe even a year. I'm sorry, Mom Babies. I'll do better.
But if you girls do decide to watch it, make sure you watch the M Countdown performance. That one's pretty good.
Okay. Why?
You just gotta go.
What's so special about
yes.
It?
Tie, tux, looking nice.
Which one, though? There's so many M
It's probably, like,
ones.
I think it's gonna be the
It's gonna
first
be, like, the second
one.
Video.
First or second yeah. video.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's a good song. I think it's, like, one of the first songs that I liked, really liked by them. Kihan has red hair, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you like red hair.
Oh,
yeah.
That face.
Yeah. But it came out in 2018. It.
It's a good song. Oh, I like how like they segue into Joohoney's rap segment too. They always like transition it well. I don't know how they do it or if he produced the song or because he goes Nina Jealousy. And then anyways, yeah. Go listen to it. I just love his rap tag. It just sounds so good. But yeah, it's a good song.
That is all for today's episode. Make sure you check out the playlist for today's episode on Spotify. It is going to be filled with our favorites from Monster X. So Jealousy will be on there. If you haven't yet, make sure to like, follow, and subscribe to your preferred podcast platform. Also, be sure to head over to our Instagram at playlist.club for show notes and see what we're up to, and make sure you tune in on June 3rd because that's when I'll be doing the takeover. As always, thanks for joining us at the Playlist Club. Bye.
Bye.